This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, I know you're expecting Doug Steffen, but you got the other guy, Michael Harrison, here. It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It is the hour in which we count down the 10 most talked about subjects and the 10 most talked about people on news talk stations, just like the very station you are listening to now, according to the research of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen is taking this week off, and hopefully he'll be back in his regularly scheduled slot. In the meantime, I'm joined by Kevin Casey. I'm the publisher of Talkers. Kevin is the editor of Talkers. He's the executive editor and vice president of the Trade Journal. And Kevin, a very good day to you. And if you have a chance now, could you run down the 10 most talked about stories on news talk stations around the country per the research of Talkers Magazine?
Thank you, Michael. At number 10 this week, it's the Chris D'Elia scandal tied with the deaths of Tom Seaver and Chadwick Boseman. At number 9 this week, Facebook policies. Number 8 this week, a tie between President Trump's health and the Nancy Pelosi Salongate flap. At number 7 this week, U.S. relations with China and Russia. And at number 6, education crisis tied with school openings. At number 5 this week, it's the economy. At number 4, healthcare, vaccine developments, and the mask debate, all tied. At number 3, COVID-19 stats and projections. At number 2 this week, race relations, urban violence, police reform, and suburban housing, which leads us to the number 1 story this week, the presidential race, the polls, and the mail-in voting debate at number 1.
As the hour progresses, you and I will talk about each of these stories as best we can individually. Now let's take a look at the most talked about people, according to the research of Talkers Magazine.
At number 10 this week, it's Tom Seaver and Chadwick Boseman. At number 9, Chris D'Elia. At number 8, it is Mark Zuckerberg. Tied at number 7, Vladimir Putin and Alexei Navalny. At number 6, Louis DeJoy. At number 5, it's Nancy Pelosi. At number 4, Dr. Tony Fauci and Dr. Scott Atlas. At number 3, Jacob Blake and Kyle Rittenhouse. Number 2 is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And at number 1, President Donald J. Trump.
And it is another week of crazy stuff. And I hate using such a, you know, a banal term as crazy stuff, but it is crazy stuff. This has been, first of all, the year of fear. And to further, analyze it, I think to a certain degree, and I mean this, you know, dramatic, it's kind of the year of insanity, where everybody went maybe one toke over the line in terms of dealing with pressure and dealing with just, you know, life being flipped on its ear. And I don't know, psychologically, this week, the last week of, you know, quote unquote summer, after Labor Day coming up, it seems to be like almost a harsh awakening that, oh my gosh, we're coming into the tail end of the year now. It's the new season for so many people. Schools are trying to open. Businesses are still trying to open. There's uncertainty about finances. Stock market's been very jittery toward the end of the week. I don't know. There's sort of a feeling of anger and depression on a heightened level than we've seen to this point. That's just my observation. What do you think?
I, I agree. I think that we got something of a reprieve. Now, if you don't live in a place where there has been, you know, nonstop protesting and violent protests, like, you know, Portland, Kenosha, places like this, we had somewhat of a reprieve from the shock that was the spring. I mean, there's certain amounts of businesses were able to open up, you know, outdoors, et cetera, giving us some sense of normalcy. And I think a lot of people see that as we are going to start edging towards winter here, that that is coming to an end, and we may be in for, you know, 4, 5, 6 months of, you know, self-imposed lockdown just based on what's allowed to open, the economic situation and the COVID-19 situation.
We also don't know what life is going to be like between Election Day and Inauguration Day. Mm-hmm. No matter what the scenario, it's very, certainly to use a cliche, it's uncertain, but it's also deeply troubling that unless it is an absolute, you know, landslide for one or the other, a conclusive election beyond any shadow of a doubt, I see tremendous turbulence, controversy, and problems in that window between Election Day and Inauguration Day, and it's quite worrisome. What are your thoughts?
I agree. I think that it has the possibility, the potential to make, you know, the recount of 2000 seem like nothing in comparison to what we could potentially be dealing with. As you said, if it's a close election for either candidate, this could be very tense between November and January.
Folks, Kevin and I have worked together for a number of decades now, and it's because that in mind, Kevin, do you remember after the or on the eve of the election of 2000, how you and I were sweating over, this is back when Talkers was a full-color magazine, a glossy magazine. We had two covers. Actually, we had three covers. We had one cover having Gore win. We had one cover having Bush win. And then we had another cover, which was uncertain, which turned out to be the cover. That was a crazy period.
It was, and I remember like it was yesterday as we sat there looking at these two potential covers thinking, okay, you know, we've got these ready, let's see what happens. And then, of course, the strangest thing happened, which was, we don't know who won yet.
Yeah. That went on forever. That was. I think that was over a month of uncertainty with the hanging chads and all of that. But when it finally came down to it, and it was extremely controversial, to this day, there are people that believe Gore really would have won that election had it not been for the Supreme Court and the Attorney General in Florida, mm-hmm. and Chads and all of that. It came down to Florida. But I remember Al Gore finally saying, look, we can't fight it anymore. And for the sake of national unity, I believe his words were, it's now time for me to go. And I don't know if you remember that televised speech he made to the nation, and that was the...
Yeah, I do,
yeah. It's now time for me to go. I think he said something along those lines. All right, folks, Doug Steffen's not here this week, and Kevin Casey is joining me. I'm Michael Harrison, the publisher of Talkers, editor and publisher. Kevin is the executive editor and vice president of Talkers, and oversees a tremendous amount of the work that goes into providing these stats every week for you. It is, you can see them if you want to at talkers.com. Talkers is basically a trade journal for people in the broadcasting industry, but I know a lot of folks that listen to talk radio love behind the scenes stuff. And I also find, and Kevin, you probably agree with this, that talk radio listeners are extremely media savvy. They know how the game is played, and you know, it's not as mysterious anymore. All media, as a matter of fact, I think the average person in 2020 knows more about how movies are made, how TV shows are made, how radio shows are made, the economics and the machinations of media companies than ever before in history.
It's, yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to go through the list and cherry-pick some of the interesting, well, they're all interesting, but some of the ones that lend themselves to a conversation that will give you our take on the pulse of the times. And as I said, Michael Harrison for Doug and Kevin Casey for Michael Harrison, and you're plugged into the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How can Staples help you get back to business?
By printing you new signs for the times.
Staples can help prepare your business for the new normal with everything from in-store signage to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer, and all at amazing prices.
And this week at Staples, get $15 off posters or yard signs when you spend $75 or more.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 10/31. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
It's the talk radio. It's a talk radio countdown show, and Michael Harrison for Doug. Doug's taken the weekend off, and Kevin Casey from Talkers is with me. He's not a stranger to these parts, and we're looking at the 10 most talked about stories and the 10 most talked about people of the week according to the research of Talkers Magazine. This is as much art as it is science, because it's very hard to really measure where one subject begins and ends, and another subject begins and ends, especially in the era of COVID-19, which really affects just about every topic on the survey to one degree or another. At number 10, we have the Chris D'Elia scandal. And Kevin, you know, it's weird. I had never heard of Chris D'Elia until he popped up with this scandal in which he reportedly, according to five women, testified he exposed himself to engaged in lewd, you know, exhibitionistic lewd activity. And I'm not sure if he's up for criminal charges. I think one's suing him civilly. But that aside, it seems more and more, and you and I are plugged into pop culture. It's not like we're a couple of old fogies that don't know what's going on. But it's very hard to keep up with who the hell is a celebrity these days, because of all the different channels and all the different pay services and all the different shows. And somebody who's a celebrity to somebody, to one person, is a complete unknown to another. It's remarkable.
Yeah, it is true. Like, I confess that I did not. I remember when the story broke and I saw Chris D'Elia's name, I thought, I don't really know who this guy is. And I remember, I think I've read his name once or twice, but I'd be lying if I told you that I'd seen his routine or I knew his comedy. So, yeah.
He seems like he has a sense of self-entitlement. He says, well, I didn't realize that they were offended. I thought it was consensual. it's so funny how some people go through life being a jerk. So he probably is a jerk. But that aside, Tom Seaver, you know, Tom Brady is not the first person to be called Tom Terrific. Tom Seaver was the original Tommy Terrific. And I remember, because I grew up in New York and I was a Mets fan, and he was God. 75 years old, Louis dementia. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, he had Louis body dementia, and that combined with COVID, I guess, got him.
Yes, yes. Wonderful guy. And the Chadwick Boseman death is still being talked about. All right, it's a talk radio countdown show. Michael Harrison for Doug, and Kevin Casey from Talkers is here. We're counting down the stories.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show in your ear. Michael Harrison for Doug, and Kevin Casey from Talkers is with me, and we're presenting you kind of an overview of the most talked about stories and people of the week, according to the research of Talkers Magazine. And we're talking about, at number 10, Chris D'Elia's scandal and the deaths of Tom Seaver and Chadwick Boseman. And I had not seen the Black Panther. I hear mixed reviews. Some people think it was great. I have had it with superhero movies, although I hear this one is quite unique, and it casts a very positive light on the African-American community. And obviously, Chadwick Boseman was a beloved star on the rise, colon cancer, death at 43, nothing short of a tragedy. Had you seen that film?
I had not seen the film. I'm not a big viewer of superhero films. I've seen a few, but I'm not one of those guys who sees them all.
Yeah, I am a fan of Superman and the Mole Men, which was a movie made. There was a movie called Superman versus or Superman and the Mole Men. I watched it the other day on YouTube with George Reeves, and it was a full-length film that was made right at the beginning of the Superman TV series. A lot of people don't even realize it, and it was absurdly silly. However, it was honestly entertaining. The sci-fi back in the 50s, although it was cornball, silly, low budget. I was watching a review, Roger Ebert and the other fellow, Sisko and Ebert. I was watching a review of Superman and the Mole Men because I was watching it on YouTube, and then I saw a review of it back when they were doing their thing. And Ebert said something very interesting. He said that even though those old films were very corny and very, very primitive in terms of the special effects, they were honest, that the people who made them honestly were trying to entertain their audiences. There was no hidden agenda, no twists, no fudging it. It was just honest, straightforward entertainment. Let's talk about number 9, Facebook policies changing. It seems that Facebook, is caught at the right at the apex between two totally different movements. One, free speech. Two, honest speech.
Yeah.
They're so powerful. I think there's an article in the New York Times or one of the major magazines. I haven't read it yet. I just noticed it while going through stuff today, that Facebook is too big. The premise is Facebook is too big for democracy. And it's kind of a profound thought, isn't it, when you think about
it? It's very profound. It's funny, when Facebook was created, you imagine somewhere someone should have been saying, what hath God wrought? I tell you, I don't envy Mark Zuckerberg being in the position of saying, okay, now you have to decide what's real and what isn't before it's published on your platform. I wouldn't want that job.
No, it really has gone beyond the efficiency that gave Facebook at the start of the Internet revolution, the freedom from being sued, so they were not responsible because they were a platform as opposed to a publication. Now it's very hard to be both. So long story short, Facebook is going to be taking political ads, and they're not going to edit them in terms of truth. They may amend them as to, you know, other places to find different information, but we'll take a quick break. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Kevin Casey. Doug is off this week. He'll be back. And you're plugged in to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Endless loads of laundry? Lowe's has just what you need to bring reliability to your laundry room. A Maytag front load laundry pair in an exclusive metallic slate finish. It features the most powerful cleaning in the industry, driven by a heavy-duty cycle with extra power button. Shop Labor Day deals on Lowe's.com today and get up to 35% off select appliances like this Maytag laundry pair and more. Bring on style this Labor Day with Lowe's. Offer valid through 9/16, U.S. only.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats and the Trump administration take a key step towards avoiding a government shutdown later this month. Aides from both parties on Capitol Hill say House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin struck the deal earlier this week and will announce it soon. They say it aims to keep a government shutdown off the table amid ongoing battles over new coronavirus relief legislation. President Trump rallying support in Pennsylvania last evening.
61 days from now, we're going to win the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And we are going to win 4 more years in the White House.
At a campaign rally in Latrobe, he touted America's economy, even during the pandemic, saying it will only get better if he wins re-election.
You're going to have an incredible economic year next year.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The White House trying to clear up something that President Trump said earlier this week. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns has more.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany insisted that President Trump wasn't suggesting people break the law when he encouraged voters to test the system by voting both by mail and in person. She told Fox News that Trump was telling voters to, quote, verify that their mailed ballot is counted in the upcoming November election when he made the comments on Wednesday. She went on to accuse Democrats of seeking a, quote, whole new fraudulent system of mail-in voting by trying to expand access to mail-in ballots during the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
A Missouri man is going to federal prison after tossing a Molotov cocktail into a local health center operated by Planned Parenthood. Wesley Castor was sentenced yesterday to 5 years behind bars without parole after pleading guilty last November to one count of maliciously using explosive materials at that facility in Columbia, Missouri. He says he committed the crime because Planned Parenthood provided reproductive health services at that health center. An all-time Jeopardy! Champion Ken Jennings returning to the show, not as a contestant this time, but now as a producer of Jeopardy! Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and certainly it has been a crazy week. This is looking back at the week of August 31st through September 4th, 2020, and Labor Day weekend. Oh, wow. It's hard to believe. Kevin Casey's with me. I'm Michael Harrison. Doug Steffen taking the weekend off, and he'll be back. And Kevin's with me. Kevin is the executive editor of Talkers. I'm the editor and publisher. Between the two of us, we're quite familiar with these stories that were gathered by our staff listening to and checking out what's being talked about on news talk stations, just like the one you're listening to. And we come to number eight. And it's a tie between Donald Trump's health and the Pelosi hair salon gate. They're calling it Salon Gate, which is sort of a flap. First of all, that Trump health story, Kevin, it was back in November of 2019 when he did this mysterious trip to Walter Reed Medical Center and had some type of undisclosed tests. They had said that it was to get a jump on his regular physical. A lot of people raised their eyebrows, you know, like, what? But he seemed okay. And now a new book comes out that says that he might have had a mini stroke or mini strokes, which is not that uncommon in people, especially, you know, septuagenarians. And he denies that, but he seems healthy. But the thing that added to the controversy is that Vice President Pence was asked, is it true, the book says, that you were told, be prepared in case the president has to be anesthetized to take on the duties of the presidency? And when asked that, Pence said, I don't recall that. And other people saying, you don't recall that? Give me a break. So that's a whole brouhaha. But I guess the proof is in the pudding. Trump doesn't seem to be unhealthy to me. What do you think?
Well, obviously, I'm not qualified to judge that, but I mean, you know, does he seem unhealthy? No, no. He doesn't seem that way to me, but, you know, I don't hang around him either. You know, if you're with someone for hours and hours a day, I think you'd have a better way of judging that than just seeing someone on TV every now and then.
Boy, are you correct about that. And that applies to more than just whether somebody's healthy. The television and media depiction of celebrities is not really even close to the truth of who and what they are. An example of that is look at the embarrassment that Speaker Pelosi is facing now over something as simple as not wearing a mask while being shampooed or her hair being washed and blown, whatever that means. You know, I'm not quite sure whether she had it cut or she had it blown out, but she went to the beauty parlor and broke the rules and got caught, and she's still saying it was a setup, but the fact is it's embarrassing. I don't think it's the end of the world for her, but there are some people say she'll never live it down because it portrays her as kind of a scold, kind of a hypocrite who tells other people what to do but doesn't do it herself. I mean, that's the way I interpret it.
Yeah, I've read a number of opinions on this from, believe it or not, nonpartisans, and even Democrats have said that that this was an unforced error on her part. She should not have made this mistake. She should have known what the rules were in the city of San Francisco, which, of course, as we now know in hindsight for the rest of us, is that no one was allowed to be in the salon at all. She was under the impression you were allowed to be in one at a time, one person at a time, which is why she said she was there. And I think from her perspective, she says it was a setup. Well, the fact that the news outlets have security footage 24 hours later might indicate that indeed it was a setup.
Yeah, which still doesn't make her innocent of you know what it portrayed her to be. You know,
that's true.
You know, a setup. What does that mean? She did it, and again, it's not the end of the world. I think also one of the things that led her to do that is, you know, she could have had it done outdoors. You know, I don't think somebody like Nancy Pelosi cares to be that vulnerable in public. It's got to be very hard to be Nancy Pelosi or any of these top political figures in today's polarized society because there are people that'll yell and scream and insult you in the street. There isn't the kind of politeness that surrounded how we greet each other publicly, and especially a lightning rod like Pelosi. What do you think?
You're right about that, but I got to find, if you're the House Speaker, you have to be able to find a place that is going to be able to cut your hair outdoors, not on the sidewalk on Market Street, but I mean in an enclosed, you know, fenced in place in a lot somewhere. You would think that that's how celebrities are getting their hair done, because they don't sit out on Main Street and get their hair cut. There's got to be a place where you can be outside yet shielded from the general public, and that would seem like a simple solution, at least to me. I don't know.
At number seven, we have U.S. relations with China and Russia. Well, the China story is nothing new. Every week it gets worse on so many levels, our relationship with China. It never was good. We just were under the delusion that they were heading toward being friends with us because they would embrace capitalism, freedom, cheesecake at Mar-a-Lago, all that kind of stuff. But the fact is that it's an old story now, but it's a pertinent one that we've got problems with China. Russia, on the other hand, is extremely politicized. If you talk about Russia, and the current Russia issue is that on the heels of Putin's opposition, another poisoning of Alexei Navalny was poisoned, clearly poisoned by the same poison that was used on another Putin rival not that long ago. Obviously, the Russians play by different rules. They do not have the same regard for democracy as we do in this country, nor do they have a history of it, so the people don't know what to expect. But the latest flap is that Russia, there's evidence mounting that Russia is putting together an operation to influence the election, to have false information, to divide Americans, to have Americans lose confidence in the results of the election, et cetera, et cetera. And there are some people who say, oh, that's part of the Russia hoax. Russia's our friend.
The latest I've read is that U.S. intelligence sources indicate that they are aware of a place in St. Petersburg where people are working round the clock spreading mis and disinformation on social media about the United States to influence the election. So
the thing that's really disturbing is the fact that the word is that, I don't know if it's a fact, but the word is that this Russian website presents itself as a liberal progressive website, and they're hiring American freelance writers who are innocent. They don't know what they're part of to write what they perceive to be accurate articles, and the context in which they're presenting them creates misinformation. I find that to be amazing, and I know if I were a writer hired by a website and then I found out that I was just a Russian, you know, dupe, I would feel pretty violated and pretty embarrassed over that. At number six, the education crisis and the schools openings. Well, that's all over the country, different situations. In some places, they're not opening them until November. In some places, they put it off for 10 days, like New York. Some places, they have a blend. They're calling it blended learning between remote learning and maybe in-person learning one or two days a week. Teachers are worried that they're going to get sick. Parents are worried that the kids are going to bring home disease. It's a problem, and one that we kind of swept under the table, kicked the can down the road from the spring into the summer, but now it's coming up on the fall, and it's facing us squarely, you know, squarely in the face. Schools are a major concern right now and a huge buzz in the national conversation. What are your thoughts?
I agree, and I laugh at it to a certain extent, not a ha-ha funny laugh, but I kind of chuckle to myself because my alma mater, the University of Dayton, made national headlines for having the highest rate of COVID positive tests among college students in the state of Ohio, and it's a lot smaller than Ohio State and some of the other schools in Ohio. I think it's interesting that they invited all these kids back to campus, and then they expected them to stay away from each other. Yeah. You know, who in their right mind would expect that? I mean, that's just absurd. Now, the University of Dayton is not one of the schools that attracts kids only from Ohio. Kids come from New York, New Jersey, all Midwestern cities. It's a school that people travel to. So kids are coming from all over the eastern part of the country to go to this school, and they've all been away from each other since March. Do you think they're going to sit in their dorm rooms alone? I don't get it. I mean, of course they're going to go out and party. That's what kids do, you know?
Could you imagine being a college freshman and starting out by having to sit alone in your room for 2 weeks? I mean, that has got to be just the most extraordinarily difficult thing for a young adult or a kid or an old kid.
I don't imagine it because it's not happening. They're not staying alone in their rooms. They're going out.
Right,
you know, and that's
right.
Why we're having all these outbreaks on these college campuses.
Right. And there's also now the issue of COVID snitching, whether or not it's okay to reveal to the authorities, you know, kids
right.
that are partying and all that stuff. It's creating a little turmoil in the social fabric of the campuses. At number four, we have healthcare, vaccine developments, and masks. It's nothing new that masks are a central lightning rod for debate about civil liberty, not to mention the efficacy of masks. And healthcare, of course, that covers a wide gamut. But vaccine developments, it looks like we may have a vaccine coming in late October. And that's creating all sorts of controversy and concern over how it'll be distributed and how safe it'll be. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pointing back to the Ford administration I don't know if you remember this, during the Ford administration, they rushed a vaccine out, and it turned out that it did not work as it was indicated. In fact, there were a number of deaths as a result of it because it was rushed, and they want to avoid that again. A lot of people are saying, whoa, I'm going to – do you want to be the first one to get the vaccine, or are you going to wait a couple months to see how it goes? I think a lot of people are in the latter camp there.
Yeah, and I don't want to be confused with being an anti-vaxxer, but the fact
right.
of the matter is that even vaccines that we have lived with and are used to, flu vaccines, shingles vaccines, all kinds of vaccines, some of them do affect people in different ways. There's a downside to all medicine, so even vaccines that are tried and true, that I support, that we should support, are not, you know, 100% effective or safe. And so there is a degree of drama attached to this and uncertainty. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I don't think it's going to play out in time to have an impact on that first Tuesday in November. Do you?
I don't think so. That's my opinion.
All right. We're listening to the analysis, or we're actually creating the analysis of the most talked about stories and people, according to talkers on News Talk Radio. We got more coming your way. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The smart home, a reality today with many of our devices connected to a home network. But are they safe from cyber criminals? What about your smart TV? We asked cybersecurity expert Tony Anscombe about the vulnerability of your smart TV.
Yeah, a smart TV is another device in the house that's running software. These days you can stream on your TV, you can do different things and put apps on your TVs and communicate with your relatives through your TV. So it's another device that potentially a cyber criminal could actually come and take over. We've actually demoed a threat on a smart TV where coin miners, so people mining for cryptocurrency, potentially could infect your TV and actually run it in background, even while the TV's in standby, which is why actually here at ESET we have technology you can install on your TV to actually make it secure.
More info is at ESET.com. That's ESET.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen, we lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs, there are no stimulants, and what it does, it supports the lean muscle, it burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with you, Michael Harrison. Doug has taken the weekend off as we enter into a holiday weekend, and I'm joined by Talkers Magazine's executive editor, Kevin Casey. I'm Michael Harrison, and we're at number three. We're just actually working our way up the chart. COVID-19 stats and projections. I'll tell you, Kevin, there's been a lot of controversy now as to the accuracy of these stats. There's accusations that a lot of the healthcare facilities and hospitals have been fudging the numbers so they get more money. What do you think of that?
Yeah, you know, I think this is probably one of those cases where the truth lies somewhere in between. Do I believe that they're going to they're going to fudge some numbers, or at least they're going to claim COVID so that they can get the more money and get paid a little more? I believe that is possible. Do I believe that this illness is something that only is going to affect people who are very old or have comorbidities? No, I don't, because there's just too many examples of younger, healthier people who are getting this very badly.
Yeah, and I'm irritated when people say, and a lot of them are elderly anyway, as if, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you know,
who cares?
Elderly don't count, people that are sick. So a lot of it has to do with your compassion as to how many deaths are acceptable to one as being something that we just turn a blind eye to. It's a very troubling situation. All right, it's a Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison filling in for Doug and Kevin Casey here filling in for me. And we have the top topics yet to analyze as we work our way up the talkers chart.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
BlueStar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
BlueStar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. BlueStar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's a talk radio countdown show. We're coming into the final segment of this week's look at the top stories and people on talk radio, on the tongues of talk, according to Talkers Magazine. I'm Michael Harrison. Doug is away for the weekend. Kevin Casey joining us. Kevin is from Talkers Magazine. And we're looking at the top of the survey now. At number three, we had COVID-19 stats and projections. We were talking a bit about that. More than 187,000 people in America have died. 6.17 million have it. And those stats are one of the conversations this week, as Kevin and I just pointed out. Those stats are being questioned from a number of angles. At number two, race relations, urban violence, police reform, and suburban housing all bunched up there at number two. And much of it stems around Kenosha, but there's more than Kenosha. There's a new thing called the Spit Hood that you're going to be hearing about. If you haven't heard about it, you will hear more about it. And other incidents of alleged police brutality against African Americans. Kevin, you're from Milwaukee. Where is Kenosha in the scheme of things in the Midwest?
For folks who don't know, Kenosha is basically smack dab between Milwaukee and Chicago on Lake Michigan. It's on I-94, that corridor that runs between Chicago and Milwaukee.
And how far from each?
Pardon?
How far from each?
About 45, 50 miles from each. It's a town of about 100,000, you know, lots of industry. You know, it's a very typical U.S. a city of 100,000 people.
So is it a city in its own orbit, or does it circulate in orbit around either Milwaukee or Chicago?
It's a city in its own right. Of course, it lives in the shadow of Milwaukee and Chicago just due to its size. But it's certainly not the kind of place where you would expect. It's not a place with a history of police brutality. Let's put it that way.
And at number one, we have the presidential race polls. When I say polls, we're talking about all of the different surveys that a lot of people say, well, the polls are inaccurate. So you never hear a poll cited without somebody saying the polls are inaccurate, unless, of course, the polls favor their candidate. And the polls do bounce around a certain margin of error, so they're not all the same. And the debate over mail-in ballots, which is something that we're going to be dealing with, I think, all the way down to the election. But it wasn't that long ago, Kevin, people were saying, oh, is there a presidential race going on? I think we're past that point now, do you?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, this is getting, we're picking up a ton of steam here, obviously, and I think that, you know, while Joe Biden was kind of playing it low-key, letting Trump, you know, do the talking, clearly I think that the Biden camp has decided that they've got to be speaking out about the race issues, the Kenosha situation, and want to be seen as also pleading for safety and avoiding the rioting and the looting that's been going on.
Yeah, and Biden has got to get rid of the talking point, the argument that he is a stooge of the far left wing of the Democratic Party, that AOC is running everything and Bernie is there and that Warren and that whole gang will be pulling his strings. I personally don't think that's the case, because I think when you become president, you pull the strings. And, you know, you become elevated to the position, and I don't see Biden and Harris being all that left. I see them being extremely pragmatic and centrist. And that is not an endorsement of them, folks. It's just me saying I don't think that that they're communists at all. I think they're quite capitalistic, to be honest. What are your thoughts, Kevin?
Yeah, I agree. I think the whole the conservative ploy that these guys are, you know, Mao Zedong reincarnated is kind of crazy. That's just not the history of either of these people. So, but you know, perception is reality, and if you're to the left of Trump, well, then you might be a commie.
Yeah, and that's the way it's always been. It's just a hyperbole now is a little bit intense as the media becomes increasingly polarized, doing a daily dance of affirmation with their constituents. Okay, we have come toward the end of it. I want to thank Phil McGeehan, who is the producer and pilot of this ship. Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine for filling in for me. I'm Michael Harrison, filling in for Doug Steffen. He'll be back. Hope you have a great Labor Day weekend, and safe and sound, and don't be foolish. You know, just be very smart. And if you're interested in more of where this came from, there's talkers.com. And check out my podcast, mhinterview.com. And I guess that does it, right, Phil? We're all set to wrap it up? Okay, so have yourselves a great weekend. And this has been the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.